Today on Hands On Wellness, we're going to take a look at those muscles after you've been working out. Are you taking care of them? I'm going to show you how. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass means security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by Roman. Get ED medication discreetly delivered to your front door. Go to GetRoman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. This is the podcast where I like to sit down with you each and every Friday to discuss different tips and different tech that's going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Because, y'all, personal wellness and fitness is truly important to me. I try to do my best to stay on top of it to make sure I'm feeling good and looking good and sounding good and doing good. And that's all a part of personal wellness. If this is your first time catching this podcast, welcome. Also, do me a favor, hit the subscribe option in your favorite podcatcher of choice, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube, whatever. Just go ahead and subscribe to the show, and that's Hands On Wellness. Also, you can just find all of our subscription options on the website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. I appreciate you all joining me today, and I appreciate you all sharing the show out and growing the Hands On Wellness community. Now, let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Okay, over the last several episodes, I've been talking about different tools and ideas that's focusing on getting you up and at it and working out and exercising and doing all the things to just make you feel good and look good. You know what I'm saying? But there's one thing that I've omitted, and I want to address that today. And that is taking care of your body, taking care of those muscles while you're working out, either pre-workout or post-workout. The importance of warming up your muscles, the importance of pain management after these intense workouts that you've been doing for yourself. Well, that stuff really does make a difference in your personal wellness. And I have a tool today that I'm going to talk about from the folks at Power Plate. But I just want to address, look, when we're doing all of this walking to get our extra steps in or jogging or doing the home workouts that we've discussed way back in, say, episode 5 or 6, we got to make sure we do some type of proper warm up and proper stretching, because your muscles are going to feel so much better and they're going to react much better too during those times you're exercising. A properly warmed up muscle is not going to be prone to getting pulled and causing injuries. A properly cooled down muscle is going to feel much better the next day after the workout, or even more so 48 hours after the workout. Because believe it or not, a lot of times, depending on the type of workout you do, that ache and pain that you feel is usually from about 2 days ago, more so than the previous day. So we're going to have to make sure that we're focusing on getting proper stretching and proper cool down regarding warming up and regarding just cooling down and taking care of your muscles for your workouts. Now, let's talk about Power Plate. If you're familiar with the fitness industry, Power Plate is synonymous for this really big mechanical platform that they have that just vibrates, and it forces you to keep your balance, and it forces you to just sort of work on your leverage and your core strength and overall body strength while this huge, massive platform just vibrates. It's a pretty interesting tool, and it's pretty expensive, but I'm not talking about that today. I want to talk about they got a couple different options, actually. I want to talk about the dual sphere, the roller, these two big devices here. And then they also have what's called the Power Plate Pulse, this device right here. Now, before we get into that, I do want to take a few minutes and thank this week's sponsor, the fine folks at Roman. This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by Roman. Anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction knows how awkward it can be to talk about in person. Roman connects you with a doctor licensed in your state. Get discreet professional care and genuine prescription medication or over-the-counter treatment delivered in unmarked packaging. There are no commitments, and you can cancel anytime. So, If you're struggling with ED, stay home and go to GetRoman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. We thank Roman for their support. Okay, so let's take a look at these gadgets here. First off, we have the power plate roller. Now, this looks familiar to you. I'm sure if you've been into a gym, you've seen what they call foam rollers just sort of sitting in a corner somewhere. These things are great for helping to warm up your hamstrings and your lower back or upper back, because you literally just lie down on it and just roll back and forth on it. The difference with this one is this is powered. You notice it's got a power button right here on the top of it with a USB-C connection. That is because this thing will vibrate. So in addition to the rolling mechanism that you can use here, there's a vibration that happens in it that really does help with getting those muscles loose and breaking up that lactic acid buildup. Really, really great device for your hamstrings in particular. I really love using this on my hamstrings and keep them nice and loose, because the more you walk and the more you run, those hamstrings are going to tighten up and be prone to pulls and injury. So I highly recommend using this type of foam roller and taking advantage of the actual vibration inside of it. Now, in addition to that roller, this is the Power Plate Dual Sphere Roller. Notice it's a different shape and size on this. It still has the rolling mechanism that you can use to roll out tension and pain, but it has a bit of a dip in the middle of it, because this is ideal for using on, say, the bottoms of your feet. You can place your foot on the top of this and roll it, and you're going to get the same type of vibration and massaging action for the bottoms of your feet and the arches of your feet. That's going to help keep your feet healthy and feeling really, really good. You can even use it around your neck and your shoulder blades, because again, you have a rounded portion of those muscles, and this just really wraps around the muscle to help massage and to help keep that tension at bay. Really, really nice. And again, it is powered up via USB-C connection, where you actually just charge it up with the USB-C connection, and you're going to get several hours. I mean, I believe it's up to about 8 hours of use when you use this device. Now, be warned, the vibration on these things is really, really strong. It has several different levels that you can use, four different levels that are capable on these devices. And the levels are, you know, just the levels of intensity. And I highly recommend sticking around level 1 or level 2, because once you get higher than that, it's really, really violent. And it can actually hurt a little bit using these things. They come with a mobile app. Quite frankly, the mobile app's a waste of time to me. I think you could just open up your YouTube app and get the same exact information about using these devices in your regular warm up or your regular cool down, because that's all the app does. It just gives you a couple YouTube videos to say, hey, this is how you use the dual sphere, or this is how you use the roller. And there's no sort of Bluetooth connectivity to manually control the intensity or anything like that. So I don't recommend using the app. It's a waste of time. Don't even put it on your phone. Just use YouTube and look up the same exact information. Now, lastly, we'll take a look at this other device, the Power Plate Pulse. Now, this is more of it looks like a little gun, if you will. And you can use this to massage muscles directly, whether you're doing it for your hamstrings or your quads or your pecs or back or anything like that. It's a really cool device to just sort of handheld and work it up and down the muscles pretty easily. You still get the same amount of intensity as far as the vibration power that this pumps out. The difference with this one is when you see the massage guns out there, they don't usually have a lot of different levels of intensity. They usually just have a high and a low. Again, this is about four different levels of intensity. And quite frankly, again, level 1 is probably ideal, because this thing can get really, really violent, just as the other two products does. And yes, as I mentioned previously, no connection to the mobile app. It's just more of a walkthrough on how to use it. Don't waste your time with the mobile app. Okay, I said that again. Another key feature with this one is it comes with a couple different heads this is another head that comes with it. And I love it because it's ideal for certain muscle groups. Okay. You notice it has a bit of a fork tip instead of a round head on this. There's a good reason for that. So let's say you're having issues with your shoulders or with your quadriceps. Well, your shoulder has three different parts on it. It three different muscle groups to make the actual shoulder. And using a tip like this allows the little massage gun to get around the muscle fibers, to get around the muscle and get into the striated parts of the muscle and really help break up that lactic acid and really get down into the fascia and loosen things up for you. This isn't going to work as well on, say, your pectorals because your pectoral muscles are fairly flat and don't have, I mean, yeah, there are some striations there, but it's nowhere near the type of striations you're going to see on the deltoids or on your quadriceps, which are a group of four muscles right on the front of your leg. But this works really well for something like that. Again, the rounded head that's on the top on this gun by default is really good. I recommend using it while sitting on a chair or lying on the floor. Because of the violent vibration that comes from these things, it could hurt if you're using it while standing up. Say if you wanted to massage your hamstring. If you stand there and massage your hamstring, it's going to be a lot of extra tension built up because your hamstring is already contracted and trying to hold you up steady in place just as you stand. And then you're going to try to basically punch your hamstring at the same time. That's not comfortable. Do this while relaxed, seated on the floor or lying on the floor or on a chair or what have you. You don't want to try to do this while your muscles are all tensed up. Again, it's a great product, but just be mindful of all of the different use cases. All right. So that is it for me this week. I wanted to show these off from the folks at Power Plate. I appreciate them sending this on over to me to check out. I really, really dig of the three here. I really dig the Power Plate Pulse, the gun, because that's so good for massages. You can do it yourself or you can have your partner help you administer it and do it on your back, pretty much everywhere. And having those additional tips for the massage gun is really, really good and a great bonus. And then the Dual Spear. Oh, I think this is probably the most underrated of the three because you can use it for your feet. You could just, if you're sitting at your desk while you're working at home during these shelter in place times, you can give yourself a nice quick foot massage using the Dual Spear. Pricing on these starts at $99 for the Dual Spear, $99 for the roller, and you get the Power Plate Pulse for $299. Now, we'll put links in the show notes so you can check these out. Those prices may vary depending on the time of recording this here episode. Okay, now, my question to you, how are your pre-workouts? How is your post-workout? Are you properly stretching and warming up, or are you properly cooling down after your exercise? Let me know. Send an email over to hal@twit.tv. I'd love to hear from you. Now, I also would love to hear how your personal wellness progression is going nowadays, just to make sure you're staying on top of things and keeping yourself in great shape and feeling well. Again, email address is hal@twit.tv. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to share a virtual high five with you. Good to see you, folks. All right, that's going to do it for this week. Check us out each and every Friday here on twit.tv. Follow me on Twitter at @Ant_Pruitt, also on Instagram, @Ant_Pruitt. And speaking of Instagram, make sure you're checking out my other show, Hands on Photography. You see those cameras behind me? I love shooting photography too. Okay, we will catch you all next time here on Hands on Wellness. Folks, be well and do well.
I'm Jason Howell, host of Tech News Weekly here on twit.tv, along with my co-host, Micah Sargent. Each and every week, we talk to people who are making and breaking the tech news. It could be journalists writing amazing tech stories, could be experts, it could be the sources of the stories themselves, developers, you name it. We bring them onto the show and we talk to them about why their story is resonating with the world. You can watch and subscribe by going to twit.tv/TNW. Make sure you do that and you won't miss a single episode. We'll see you there.